This is your Polycast for Tuesday, January 23rd, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Minnesota lawmakers on the end of the federal shutdown and abortion opponents set their legislative goals. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was involved in reaching the agreement to end the three-day federal government shutdown. In exchange for ending the shutdown, the Senate will soon consider a bill that would prevent deportation of people who came to America as children with parents who lacked legal immigration status.
What we got was a commitment from a number of Republicans with us that they would work with us on a bill. And that is what will move us forward, got us out of the shutdown, allow the children's health insurance to be in place for 6 years, which affected thousands of Minnesotans, and also put us on a path forward to dreamers that we didn't have before.
Klobuchar's fellow Democratic Senator Tina Smith also supported the deal, which provides a three-week funding extension for the government. But some expressed frustration because there's no guarantee an immigration bill will pass Congress and be signed. Smith responded that the debate isn't over.
We have to fight on this. We have to keep on fighting on this. And, you know, I'm new here. I'm always an optimist, but I believe these Republicans in the Senate, at least, who say that they support this and want to move forward. And now we have to make that real.
Meanwhile, Minnesota Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says federal government funding and immigration matters should never have become tied up. Emmer blamed Democrats for holding up needed funding to press their case on immigration.
This immigration issue is not part of the appropriations process and is not it's not about keeping the government running. It's a separate issue.
Emmer says House members have their own immigration ideas to bring to the table and offered no commitments that an immigration bill will pass in coming weeks. Supporters of increased school options for parents are rallying at the state capitol today, Solveig Wastvedt reports.
The advocates want to increase access to district school open enrollment, charter and private schools. Chas Anderson of the organization Opportunity for All Kids says her group is pushing a scholarship bill that failed to win final approval last legislative session. The measure would offer tax breaks for donations to organizations that grant school scholarships.
Even during an off year, the legislature tends to make a lot of budget changes. There's a major tax conformity bill that's going to have to be part of the discussion. And so we are going to present our ideas to legislators, and it's really up to them to decide whether they're going to push it or not.
The rally coincides with National School Choice Week, which also includes other events around Minnesota. Solveig Wastvedt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Abortion opponents packed the state capitol rotunda Monday to highlight the legislation they want to see enacted this year. The group Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life is backing a proposal for the 2018 session that would require women to see ultrasounds of their unborn children before they undergo an abortion. Tim Pugmire has the story.
Harsh weather forced organizers to move their annual March for Life indoors. The event marks the anniversary of the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. This year's gathering included brief remarks from Minnesota's new Republican Lieutenant Governor Michelle Fischbach, whose ongoing effort to also keep her state Senate seat is being challenged in court. Fischbach, a longtime abortion opponent, made it clear to the crowd that she's on their side.
And I share your passion to protect every unborn child and protect life at every stage.
Fischbach did not specifically point out the sharp contrast between her position and the position of DFL Governor Mark Dayton on the abortion issue. She didn't have to. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd followed Fischbach at the podium and quickly noted the two anti-abortion measures lawmakers passed last session that were rejected by the governor. One would have prevented taxpayer funding for abortions, and the other would have mandated facility inspections.
Unfortunately, both of those efforts were vetoed by pro-abortion Governor Mark Dayton, preventing them from becoming law. Despite the obstacle in the governor's office, we will not stop defending life.
MCCL's 2018 legislative priority is a bill to allow women seeking an abortion to see an ultrasound. Similar proposals have been pushed in other states, and some have been challenged in court. Still, Dowd offered his support.
Abortion facilities perform ultrasounds prior to abortion procedures, but unfortunately, women are generally not given the opportunity to see them. We want to change that so new mothers can see their child.
Another speaker at the event also backed the proposal. Carla Stream, an anti-abortion activist from Hudson, Wisconsin, said women have a right to see those images.
Women are strong. They can handle the truth. Many women choose life after viewing the ultrasound. Abortionists know this and do not show them. Why? Because it's bad for business.
An MCCL spokesman described the bill as a modest and mainstream way to help women make informed decisions. He said the group was still seeking legislative authors. DFL Representative Lori Halverson of Eagan said she views the proposal as an attempt to coerce and intimidate women. Halverson said abortion opponents wrongly argue that women seeking abortions are not well informed.
The notion that women are coming to this decision in any cavalier way or in any way that does not have an education behind it is very false, and I think it's very disrespectful to women who are making healthcare decisions.
A spokesman for Governor Dayton declined to comment on the issue. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.